May ilang pagbabagong inaasahang mangyayari sa mga visa ng Australia simula sa taong 2018. Ilan ay kinumpirma, samantalang ang ilan ay naghihintay pa. Maaari itong makaapekto sa ilang taong nagnanasang mag-apply sa trabaho at mga visa ng kapareha o magulang. Kaya ano ang mangyayari sa taong 2018? Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na tinipon ni Audrey Bourget. Isa sa malaking pagbabagong kaugnay ng mga visa ay ang pagpapalit ng 457 visa sa isang bagong temporary skill shortage o TSS visa. Mangyayari ito simula sa darating na Marso. Si Michael Walker ang Visa Services Manager sa TSS Immigration, isang ahensya sa imigrasyon na nakabase sa Melbourne. Sinabi niya na ang bagong TSS visa ay mahahati sa dalawang bahagi, ang short-term at ang medium-term visa.
Sponsors nominating occupations on the short-term list will only provide the visa applicant with a 2-year stay in Australia, with only one option to extend for a further 2 years. However, on the medium to long-term list, their visa applicants will get a 4-year visa, and that visa holder will be able to transition into permanent residency under the nomination of the same sponsor after being on the TSS visa for a period of 3 years.
Ang mga may hawak na short-term visa ay walang paraan upang makatanggap ng permanenteng pagtira sa Australia. Mahalaga ding malaman na maraming ibang kailangan sa ilalim ng TSS visa kumpara sa 457 visa. Si Niles Dandan, ang Special Counsel sa May Visa Australia, isang pambansang kumpanya sa imigrasyon. Sinabi niya na kailangan magkaroon ng mataas na level ng salitang Ingles ang mga aplikante at mas maraming karanasan sa trabaho.
There's also, I guess, a higher threshold in terms of getting the visa in the first place, with a requirement for the temporary visa now imposed of 2 years relevant work experience. Previously there was no relevant work experience requirement to get the temporary visa. And in terms of the permanent visa, there is now a 3-year work experience requirement.
Nagbabala din siya na ang TSS visa ay magkakahalaga ng mas malaki kumpara sa mga tumatanggap ng trabahador sa ilalim ng 457 visa.
I think it's a fee grab. I think fees will increase, and I think fees will increase initially on the visa application charge component of it, but also in relation to the investment that businesses and small businesses will need to make in terms of the training fund.
Isa pang pagbabagong mangyayari sa taong ito ay kaugnay sa visa ng kapareha. Gusto ng gobyernong magpatupad ng dalawang hakbang na proseso na kung saan kailangan maaprubahan muna ang sponsor bago maglagag ng aplikasyon ang kapareha. Nababahala si Niles Nandan na ito ay magiging dahilan ng ilang problema.
It's going to delay the ability for somebody to lodge a valid application because it needs to overcome that first threshold of getting a sponsor approved to be able to sponsor. And of course there's some other problems that sponsors will face, and that is to have obligations on those sponsors, positive obligations, and sanctions imposed on those sponsors in case those obligations are not met.
Subalit sinabi naman niya na ang maingat na pagsusuri sa sponsor ay magandang balita para sa kanyang kapareha.
And a really important, I think, change that's being mooted for this year in terms of that partner visa program is the ability for the incoming spouse from overseas to be made fully aware of the criminal conduct past in Australia and offshore of the sponsor, because previously we've had spouses come in and not really know and not had been aware of the past criminal conduct on the part of sponsors.
Noong nakaraang taon, ipinahayag ng gobyerno ang isang bagong temporary sponsored parent visa. Ang batas na magdadala sa visa upang maging epektibo ay kailangan pang aprubahan sa Senado.
This proposed temporary visa, parent visa, which will, we're told, will last up to 10 years, is introduced. There will be no requirement to meet the balance of family test. However, there will be still a significant impost on the visa application charge.
Ang tatlong taong visa ay magkakahalaga ng $5,000, ang limang taong visa ay $10,000, at ang sampung taong visa ay $20,000. Kapag tumira na ng 10 taon ang may hawak na visa sa Australia, hindi na siya muling makakapag-apply at hindi siya magkakaroon ng daan para maging permanenteng residente ng bansa. Sinabi ni Niles Nandan na ito ay nagdadala ng malaking pagkabahala sa kanyang mga kliyente.
The biggest concern is how that 10-year drop dead sort of time period comes about. So yes, everyone is excited about this visa. I think that visa will come through, and I think that the biggest problem is not the cost of that visa. People here who have their parents abroad who want to bring them in are not concerned about that as much as they're concerned about what happens after the 10-year mark, and I think that's a big problem that needs to be really considered before this legislation gets up.
Sinabi naman ni Michael Walker na umaasa din na ibabalik ng gobyerno ang binagong bersyon ng batas sa pagkamamamayan na magpapahirap sa kondisyon para maging mamamayan.
The proposed change is that they would need to be a permanent resident for at least 4 years before being eligible to apply for citizenship, and as I say, a higher English language standard.
Sa kasalukuyan, kailangan maging permanenteng residente ang mga aplikante ng 1 taon bago sila maging kwalipikado para maging mamamayan, pero hindi kailangan kumuha ng pagsubok sa salitang Ingles. Naniniwala si Niles Nandan na dahil dito, magkakaroon ng maraming kanselasyon ng visa at pagpapatapon sa taong ito.
The courts have given a lot of clarification in terms of the minister's powers in relation to cancellation. And I think that now we have an environment where there'll be a lot more cancellations because that power has been given clarity. So I think you'll see a lot more cancellations based on character, in particular under Section 501 of the Migration Act. And I think you'll see a lot more deportations as a result of that.
Samantalang wala pang ideya kung ano ang pagbabago sa visa sa taong ito, marami ang hindi pa nakabaon sa bato at maaaring magkaroon muli ng pagbabago. Kung iniisip ninyong maaari kayong maapektuhan ng mga pagbabagong ito, bantayan ang website ng Department of Home Affairs sa homeaffairs.gov.au para sa mga pinakahuling kaganapan.